Now, Wicklow County Council have announced that it will meet in July to consider whether not to adjust the local property tax for 2022. So this affects the pocket, huh? Known as the local adjustment factor, elected members of a local authority may pass a formal resolution to vary the basic rate of local property tax made possible under, you know yourself, the Finance Local Property Tax Act of 2012. Now on the line, we're joined by independent councillor Tom Fortune. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. You should go a mastermind now as regards to local property tax, you know?
I will if you ask the questions.
Anyway, it's something you know about, something you feel passionately about. What powers does the local authority have to adjust the payment that we all pay in local property tax?
Well, the local authority has the power to either leave the tax as it is, to reduce it by 15% or to increase it by 15%. That's the way it's been up to now. What's happening at the moment is the government are going through what they call a revaluation of the local property tax to take effect what it says for the 2022 liability year. That what that means in English is that it'll be effective for 2023. So the year we're coming into will be pretty much the same as previous years. And just to, I suppose, to confirm my position I put to you when you and I talk about this, I'm against the tax as a tax because of it ignores the ability of people to pay. It creates a massive amount of fear, Declan, in with people. I have a lot of people on to me, especially people who are of a certain age. It's so unfair on them. And I just, generally speaking, it's unfair. And the other part that annoys me about this as well is, and why I so much against it, is that the local government fund that the department would pay to Wicklow County Council has been reduced on the back of it. So we're not really getting the benefit of the money at all in real terms.
And just before anybody starts texting me in, I know people in local authority housing don't pay it as such.
And rightly so, property. They don't own the houses.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just said that we all pay. So
that's a fair point.
Homeowners and things like
point.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, the way we used to give out the money to Roscommon and Leitrim and Cavan and all these other places, has that officially stopped?
No, that's good. That's what's going to happen for 2022, Declan, is what's called, there's a model, what they call an allocation model. 80% of the local property tax will be retained by each local authority, and 20% will be used to fund what you're raising now, what's known as the equalisation fund. Now, this is all based on a base rate that was put into play for each local authority back in 2014. And the problem we have here in Wicklow is, or problem I see in Wicklow is, that the base rate for Wicklow is just in plain language is wrong. But the system is so inflexible the way it operates, and that it doesn't seem to have the ability to make changes. And to be fair to Wicklow County Council, to the executive in Wicklow County Council, they have made the case to the department about the unfairness of the way Wicklow is treated. But to date, it has fallen on deaf ears. And now we have this revaluation of local property tax. But Wicklow is always going to suffer, in my opinion, unless the base rate is changed. Now, the other thing side of it is, there's a little bit of carrot and stick thrown in as well, that local authorities, if they increase the base rate of the local property tax, they'll retain 100%, they say, of the additional income. But that's a bit unfair in my view, because it totally ignores the fact that the local government fund has been cut way back to cater for all this. So the bottom line from a constituent's perspective is, and that's who I'm speaking on behalf of, is that they don't get any real value from this tax at all, because it's just taken into national coffers. Because the national end of the operation has taken the money back from the local authority in the first instance, and basically all the local authority executive are doing is doing what they're told by local government, and to put that in place, and that's their job. It's my job to reflect the unfairness of it, and to reflect the fact that people, lots and lots of people, haven't got the ability to pay it.
Okay. In fact, Stephen in Ballinaclash, who you know well.
Yeah, I do know Stephen well. Said, yeah.
Yeah, Wicklow County Council has failed to collect millions owed to it in social housing rent. And so until it collects that, there shouldn't be any extra financial burden. Is that true?
Let me comment on that. I think that's an unfair comparison in the context of what we, you and I, are talking about. And if Stephen wants to discuss that, that's fine. That's a different discussion. And there's probably lots and lots of background to that as well. But that has nothing to do with what you and I are talking about.
Okay, and one last comment. It's directed at you. People are more annoyed with councillors taking a 47% increase in wages.
Yeah, councillors. Well, let me answer that as well. There's no hiding at all. Councillors were paid half the minimum wage. There's not very few people working in this country on half the minimum wage, and that's what they were being paid. So what's happened here is there's been years and years and years of arm wrestling to try and get fairness, and it was like pulling teeth. And the fairness has been put in place now, and because it was put in place after protracted years of talks and pushing and shoving, and it comes across that way. But the councillors are still earning very, very small income. And
all right, you've answered that. Okay.
Let me make the point, Declan. No, let me make the point, please. I've said this to you before.
I'm not cutting you off. I'm stuck on time. Yeah.
Okay. No, but quickly, a councillor works every bit as hard as a TD, so that's the comparison I would make.
All right, fair enough. Okay, independent councillor Tom Fortune, we await what comes out of that meeting anyway, the local adjustment factor. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye-bye.